Hey, this is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Jay. Next, we're going to have a newscast by Takiya and Simone, followed by a PSA from Lois and Raphael. Once again, this is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Jay.
By the name of Ken Starr, representing for Low Budget and Half Truth Records. And right now, I'm here to present to you the Odyssey Instrumental Mixtape Volume 1. That's right, y'all. It's the IIC, bringing that HEAT. My partner.
This is Simone Tsuki with your Tune In Turn Up news update for May 10th.
On May 2nd, 2013, Asada Shakur was placed at the top of the FBI's most wanted list. She was a part of the Black Panthers Party and was a leader of the Black Liberation Army. Asada Shakur was convicted of shooting a state trooper of New Jersey in 1977 and was sentenced to life in prison without any parole. Soon after, she escaped from prison and fled to Cuba, and now the U.S. has a $1 million bounty on her.
On May 9, 2013, in Cleveland, Ohio, tests confirmed that alleged kidnapper Ariel Castro is the father of a 6-year-old girl rescued from the house with 3 other women this week. The girl is the daughter of Amanda Berry, who was rescued by a man named Charles Ramsey. Amanda Berry was held captive for nearly a decade inside of Castro's house. Berry and her daughter Jocelyn are now staying at a family home in Cleveland.
A new virus has been discovered in France called the NCOV, which has found to be deadly. So far, of the 31 people infected with it, a little over half have died from the virus. This virus started in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, and is reportedly migrating to France. The NCOV is similar to a common cold, but is far more severe and can lead to pneumonia and kidney failure. So far, a cure to this virus has not been discovered.
CeeLo Green gets his own reality TV show titled The CeeLo Life. This will follow his work with Goody Mob, Big Gip, Cujo, and T-Mob. CeeLo Green is a music producer who sang his song Crazy and Forget You. The new TBS series will give these viewers the chance to get to know CeeLo Green, whose real name is Thomas DiCarlo Calloway. He is without a doubt one of the hardest working men in show business. The life of CeeLo is certain to be smart, funny journey, and packed with a lot of great music.
And this is Sakia, and that was Simone with your Tune In Turn Up news update on Youth Radio Raw.
Smoke break. Hope no one minds.
The photographer tells me to give a nice smile.
Oh no, someone's coming.
I get my pictures in the mail today. I can't wait to see them.
Some people just gave me a strange look. I wonder what's their problem.
Oh my gosh, no, my teeth are yellow.
I come back inside the cafe and my friends told me I stink. Do I smell that bad?
Smoking is horrible. I didn't know it would ruin my teeth.
Showering and all that axe doesn't even work. I'm going to stop smoking.
Smoking is embarrassing and bad for your health.
Don't do it. For more help, visit www.nicorette.com/quit.
Hey, this is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Joe. The song you're just listening to was Girls Love Beyonce by Drake. The next song you're gonna hear is Girls Love Beyonce by Drake. This is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Jay.
Look, I know girls love Beyonce. Girls love to f*** with your conscience. Girls hate when go missing. And shawty, you ain't no different. These days it's hard to meet women. Feel like my love life is finished. I've been avoiding commitment. That's why I'm in this position. I'm scared to let somebody in on this. No new friends, no, no, no. You know how to go. You got your fair share of admirers that call your phone. You try to act like it's just me, but I am not alone. But if you're alone, then say my name.
If no one is around you, say baby I love you if you ain't running game. Say my name, you acting kinda shady. Baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name.
Yeah, say my name, say my name. Cause those other men are practice. And this ain't no time for acting. And this ain't no time for games. And this ain't no time for uncertainty. And this ain't no time for locking your phone and not coming home and starting some when I'm in the zone. This is why I've been saying no new friends, no, no, no. You know how to go. This is not 4 years ago. Time escapes me now. Forget how it felt when it moved slow. I come through in whips that make a young boy take the long way home. All my young boys round me saying get money and f*** these. Where we learn these values, I do not know what to tell you. I'm just trying to find a reason not to go out every evening. I need someone that'll help me think of someone besides myself. I need someone I leave through the front door with. Cause we don't wanna hide no more. Plus you're not shy no more. Neither of us wanna play the side no more. No, I'm not alone. Even though nothing was the same. Let me get your ass alone. Let me make you say my name. Say my name.
Say my name, say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you if you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kinda shady. Baby, why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name.
Almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's sure to entice my curiosity. I can't help but think that this doesn't add up. I'm trying to separate the facts from all the fiction. We're living in a world of contradictions. And if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the desert sand, I'll be your water. And you're the perfect plan I never thought of. I don't wanna do this on my own, and you shouldn't have to be alone. I would rather be alone together. My heart's been racing, chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh,
blue. Yeah, the stars so bright, your eyes, the light is blue. I can't help but stare at you. So soft your lips, the wind blows in my hair. Yeah, come closer, let me whisper in your ear. Cause what will be, every chance you give to me, you will see, yeah, yeah. You're the desert sand, don't be your water. And you're the perfect plan I never thought of. I don't wanna do this on my own, and you shouldn't have to be alone. I would rather be alone together.
We could be alone together. I'll always keep you safe in my arms. I will guarantee that I will never break your heart. I will always put you first, cause you deserve the
DJ J, I'm Tune In Turn Up Youth Radio Raw. The first song you heard was Girls Love Beyonce by Drake. Then All Alone, Alone Together by Daily. The next thing you're gonna hear is Take Care by is Poetic Justice by Kendrick Lamar featuring Drake.
Cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy f***ing with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun. Your natural hair and your soft skin and your big and that sundress. Ooh. Good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that they move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S. My mind didn't change, I still feel the same. Was a life with no fun, girl. Please don't be ashamed of. And mind you, failures, we both know. We know they don't get you like I will. My only wish is I die real, cause that truth hurts and those lies feel. And you can't sleep thinking that he lies still. So you cry still, tears all in a pillowcase. Big girls all get a little taste. Pushing me away so I give you space. I'm dealing with a heart that I didn't break. I'll be there for you, I will care for you. I keep thinking you just don't know. Trying to run from that, say you're done with that on your face, cause it just don't show. When you're ready, just say you're ready. When all the baggage just ain't as heavy and the party's over, just don't forget me. We'll change the pace and we'll just go. You won't ever have to worry. You won't ever have to hide. You've seen all my mistakes. In the club one time, also convinced that you're following your heart, cause your mind don't control what it does sometimes. We all have our nights, don't be so ashamed. I've had mine, you've had yours, we both know. We know you hate being alone, you ain't the only one. You hate the fact that you bought the dream and they sold you one. You love your friends, but somebody should have told you some. Save you instead of say.
Been DJ Jay on TuneIn Turn Up Youth Radio Raw. Next we have DJ Ro. Thank you. This is that was just Take Care by Ariana Grande featuring Leon Thomas III.
Woohoo! Hey, this is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Ro. Next, we are going to have a commentary by Wade called Trying to Do Everything Because of Everyone. Followed by a review from Gavin and Elias. Once again, this is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Ro.
My entire life I've heard, you've got to have many things going for yourself or be well-rounded, and other comments that implied I should have multiple talents. From counselors to friends, the idea of having a lot, doing a lot, and being a lot was rooted in every sentence they said. I always thought being dope at poetry, dance, and music production was sufficient enough, but once the consistent boasting about having a car or the job began, I found myself applying to driver's ed and Foot Locker. For an entire year of high school, I was a sophomore with working class goals. Even though I was dedicated to accomplishing everything I set my mind on, stress was dedicated on crippling me. By the end of the year, I was down in my defeat. With no car or job, mediocre beats and poems, and difficulty hitting old dance moves I knew by heart, I felt as if I let everyone down, especially myself. As I soaked, my mother came and interrupted my sorrow. "What's wrong, baby?" It was painful expressing my thoughts to her, but I'm glad I did. She told me I was stupid for trying to be good at everything. At first I was baffled, but then she explained to me about how if I continued to excel in all of these goals, I would lose sight of the true talent God gave me. As she closed the door, I never had an epiphany so pleasing before until that very moment. I was trying to do everything at once because of what I thought would be considered accepted. In doing so, I had forgotten how poetry came so natural to me and how the pen touching the paper felt comforting. Coming to realize what my mother embedded in my mind helped me see that developing one passion is better than attempting every requirement you feel need to have in order to compete with others around you. Now I can hone in on what makes me feel whole and progress from there. This was Wade with the commentary on Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Next, we're going to have a commentary by, I mean, next we're going to have a review from Devin called Do You Wear Makeup? Here's some information you probably didn't know. Followed by a review from Elias called Iron Man 3 Review. This is, once again, this is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Raw.
When I first started wearing eyeliner, I was 14 years old. It quickly became a habit, and after a while, I felt like I couldn't leave the house without it, like many girls do. Recently, I've been wearing liquid eyeliner, but after a while, my eyes became irritated. After a while, I discovered that eyeliner, mascara, chapstick, and lipstick, as well as other cosmetics, often contain lead or mercury. These metals can be very dangerous when the levels in your blood are too high. According to SophisticatedEdge.com, wearing eyeliner that contains lead while pregnant can contribute to a significant increase in the infant's blood lead levels, and in some cases can lead to lead poisoning. 60% of lipsticks also contain lead, and SurvivorSucks.yuku.com says that chapstick contains ingredients that has been linked to breast cancer. The Campaign for Safe Cosmetics believes that any amount of lead is too much lead, and I agree. Makeup in general damages and ages skin if it's worn repeatedly, and in many cases, women start wearing cosmetics at a young age and continue for the rest of their lives. People shouldn't be exposed to such dangerous health risks in products that are used on such a daily basis. Overall, I recommend checking the ingredients in your daily makeup products. Try using a natural brand and make sure you remove all makeup from your face at the end of the day. This will help prevent the negative effects that makeup can have on your overall health. This is Devin. For this review and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Iron Man 3 was released May 3rd, 2013. Though this was supposed to be an action film, out of the 130 minutes of running time, I personally only found 20 minutes of action. The movie is mainly about a villain who calls himself the Mandarin. In the beginning, he claims responsibility for multiple terrorist attacks. Throughout the first parts of the film, you don't really get to see the real Mandarin until you find out that he is really just an actor. I thought that really killed the story. But anyways, throughout the movie, Tony Stark, or Iron Man, becomes a bit annoying as his character develops into a really selfish and rich dude. The rest was mostly comedy. This movie lacked the action and epicness of the last two Iron Man movies. I honestly think this movie was more of a comedy flick than an action film. There was barely any backstory on what the villains were or where they came from. Also, I thought the movie was a tad bit too funny and there wasn't enough action. There were also a lot of plot twists, which personally I didn't like. Unlike the last two movies, there wasn't enough character development. In the first two, you actually grow a hatred for the villains, but in Iron Man 3, you don't. Due to all the comedy in this movie, it's probably better for a younger crowd. However, I did find this movie pretty funny. I found myself laughing a lot throughout the film, but the only reason I did not like it was because it was not what I was expecting. For Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw, this was Elias.
Hey, this is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Ro. The next song you're going to hear is I Want Her by Keith Sweat. This is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, DJ Ro. Together, dream, dream, see.
Where the white girls with a black girl? This ass gon' shake it fast and let me know you nasty. Her name Tracy, I gave her. I'm ballin' out, I can spray my wrist. Start a work for Lay's, how I'm making chips. I don't pop a bag, so I was made for this.
Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money.
I make it to heaven, cause Lord knows I ain't no reverend. I was absent in that classroom, but on the block I was present. I had to get it, cause I never had it. No limit in the Air Force box where I stash a nickel back it. I've been grabbing cash and niggas can't imagine too much passion. And I'm getting tired sleeping on this mattress saying, white girl, come through, take off your clothes, strike a pose. Wait, I think my mama come and pull up your panties, wipe your nose, clocking on that corner. Probably make about 10 card notes. Yeah, them yard boys don't need banks. I'm doing well without the Fargo with this.
Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Lean, we gon' get this lean, lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money.
No account for the mafia. Talking real cash, nothing for the obvious. We a keep ass, shoot your whole lobby up. Keep a toe tag and put your mama copy up. My call of duty, that paper man. Damn me, I could count mine. My nieces maybe might murk you back to jump rope like everything's fine. My mama called, said money's even, said you prayed for me real brief. And I did the same when she changed her mind. All I did was slide through MP. Guess it all depends on how you see it. Swear on these tens, it ain't no secret. But that box of size 12s come in handy. I leave it with the
Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Lean, we gon' get this lean, lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money.
That's the only question me and Hit Boy been asking. These white girls got black bodies and I love that. Now hit action, I got that bam bam for your pebbles, girl. I need your body where I can stash it. No, I ain't gon' make you my missus. Can't even be my mistress. You just my toy I pick up when my favorite one is missing. I make them French Montana pop that. Your cell phone, drop that. No Instagram, start stripping, man. Man, when the money come out, don't be alarmed. No, I got that.
Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Lean, we gon' get this lean, lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Shoebox money, give me lean, we gon' get this dough. Lean, we gon' get this lean, lean, we gon' get this dough.
Hey, this is Tune In Turn Up, and you Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Ro. The last song you was listening to is called Shoebox Money by HS87. The next song you're going to hear is Touch the Sky by Kanye West. The next DJ you're going to hear is
DJ Snaz.
Thanks, y'all. Thank you guys for having me. I'm DJ Raw. This is Tune In, Turn Up on U-Radio Raw.
Bad boy street team, I couldn't work the locks. Now let's go, take them back to the plan. Me and my mama hopped in that U-Haul van. Any pessimists, I ain't talk to them. Plus I ain't had no phone in my apartment. Let's take them back to the club. At least about an hour, I stand online. I just wanted to dance. I went to Jacob an hour after I got my advance. I just wanted to shine. Jay's favorite line, dog, in due time. Now they look at me like, Lance, dog, you what I am. A hip-hop legend, I think I died in an accident. Cause this must be heaven. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Yeah. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high. Rock. Back with Slick Rick, got this shit to pop. I'd do anything to say I got it. Man, some new loafers hurt my pocket. Before anybody wanted K-West beats, me and my girls split the buffet at KFC. Dog, I was having nervous breakdowns. Like, man, these niggas that much better than me. Baby, I'm going on an airplane, and I don't know if I'll be back again. Sure enough, I sent the plane tickets, but when she came to kick it, things became different. Any girl I cheated on, she just skeeted on. Couldn't keep it at home, thought I needed a knee alone. I'm trying to right my wrongs, but it's funny them same wrongs help me write the song. Now, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky, you gon' touch the sky, baby girl, testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
Yes, 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 guess who's on third? Lupe still like looping the third. Here like here till I'm bitter on the curb. Peach fuzz buzz but bit on the verge. Let's slow it down like river on the surf. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before you say another word, I'm back on the block like a man on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like a mum rob, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On God, a touche, Lupe, cool as the unthaw. But I still feel possessed as a gun charge. Become as correct as a porn star. And a fresh pair of steps and my best phone call. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are like,
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl, testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
We back at home, baby.
Sky high, I'm sky high.
Hey, this is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Snaz. Next, we're going to have a commentary by Edna, followed... Have you ever performed before? Followed by a roundtable from Jordan. Once again, this is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Snaz.
It all started fifth grade, Black History Month assembly. It was my first time performing in front of a huge crowd. I didn't know what to expect, but I was looking forward to the opportunity. I was singing the Black National Anthem, and I was the first on the program. All my peers were cheering me on. As soon as I grabbed the mic, my body started shaking, and so did my voice. I stared into the crowd, and all I could see was my whole elementary school staring at me. I soon realized I wasn't ready for this event. At that moment, my 10-year-old self wanted to run off the stage, but no turning back now. I carried on with the song, and to be honest, I sounded like a train wreck. Apparently, the audience agreed. All I could hear was laughter. Suddenly, an overwhelming amount of emotions came over me. I felt like an elephant jumped on my chest and crushed all my dreams and even my well-being. After that day, I made a promise to myself that I would never sing in front of a large group of people again. Music has always been a part of who I am, but over time I had to gain the boldness to flaunt my musical ability. This was such an indelible experience that it shaped me. Sometimes we lose sight of what life is really about. When we go through things, we focus on why certain situations occur, particularly to us. I wasn't the girl that had the most confidence or the girl that would always joke and laugh. Over time, that developed. When I tell people about this experience, people tend to not believe me because most of the time, I'm willing to shape my talent with almost anyone. I recently began to record my original music in the studio, and I'm still trying to pursue what matters to me the most. And even today, I sang in front of a crowd. This was Edna Miller with a commentary for Tune In Turn Up Radio on Youth Radio Raw. For this commentary and more, visit www.youthradio.org.
Popularity, a subject we are all familiar with. It rules social circles and controls our capitalistic culture. Popularity shapes our economy and what we value. Many believe popularity is everything and choose to just follow a certain object instead of having an opinion of their own or instead of believing what is cool. Others shun these trends, believing values belong to what's limited and what most do not have. An example we can look at is trend in clothing. Foot Locker is famous for hundreds of people waiting in line before the break of dawn for the latest Air Jordans. Fans and sneakerheads are willing to pay any amount of money and have been known in extreme cases to even kill to get a pair, allowing companies to raise the prices to anything they want because of its value to many people. An example of supply and demand. Eventually, the trend will get old and new shoes are what everybody wants. On the other end of the spectrum, there are those who do not wish to be a part of the madness. Instead, they look to vintage clothing and to unknown clothing lines or go to thrift shops. These people compete in not what everybody wants, but what everybody doesn't have, trying to have the most different look. Ironically, this can be the very reason that can spark something to be popular. To explore this idea, I have three guests in here with me. Devin Patton, age 17, Dejon Wade, age 17, Edna Miller, age 16. I'm your host, Jordan Collins, and we'll get to our discussion after this.
Do you hear about that one girl in biology?
Yeah, I didn't think she'd ever try to kill herself. Do you know what happened?
I can't talk about that. but her parents sent her to rehab or something.
Were you guys friends?
Kind of, I don't know. It just worries me how many other kids at our school could feel like that. I mean, kids that we know or even don't know.
Yeah, I've been telling people that if they ever feel like talking to someone or they're planning on doing something, they can always talk to me, or an adult, or just anyone. One resource I know is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline.
What's the number for that?
1-800-273-8255. Tell your friends. If people ever need to talk about something, it's better that they get it off their chests, you know?
Boy, thanks. I will tell my friends. See you around.
See you around.
All right, so our first question on popularity is, does popularity strengthen or weaken the value of something?
I feel as though popularity, I think it kind of weakens the value of something, you know, because in certain situations, people, you know, when things get popular, people, they gravitate to that object or, you know, song or whatever may occur, but it's like, it's not authentic, you know, like, I don't know.
I agree with Edna. I think when something becomes popular, it loses its value, or people begin to take it for granted, or it becomes something that everybody is just, you know, expected to have or supposed to have, but it loses its value.
Unfortunately, people think that it gains value since you have it, but since everybody have it, it actually depreciates the value. So I definitely agree that popularity of something, the value depreciates.
All right, well, seems like all of our questions are, you know, all of our answers are in the same. But what makes something popular?
Oh, what makes something popular to me is when, you know, a certain group of people tend to like something that everybody tends to gravitate towards, whatever it is. And then, like, people tend to like it because their friend is liking it. It's not because of what they like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not because of what you feel is cool or what you feel is like original, you know, just copying basically.
Again, I agree with Edna. I think that when something becomes popular, it's because it's everywhere. It's because there's no escape from it, and because everybody wants that one thing, you know, and that's what everybody's working towards, and that's what makes something popular. Even if it's like a song that normally would not be good, because everybody likes it, everybody likes it.
Yes, I definitely agree with Edna and Devin. What popularity is basically what people just choose to suck into and basically make it mainstream and make it a hype.
Mm-hmm. All right. What does it mean to be popular?
Like, what it means, like, everybody own it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody wants a piece of whatever it is, you know?
I think popular is, like, everybody knows what it is. Even if they don't like it, there's different views on being popular. Some people don't like popular things. Some people like do. But regardless, you're still talking about it. It's still popular, regardless of whether you like it or not. So I think popularity is like something that's well known and everywhere.
I believe popularity isn't just being what is accepted, but being the goal that everybody wants to reach. Because you have popular people and everybody wants to be like them. They want to have the gear like them, have the fit like them. So it's not only acceptance, but having a high social class amongst your peers.
All right. Well, what makes something unpopular?
Probably when, you know, it has, I mean, like I was going to say, you know, some things become unpopular is like when it has something negative towards it. But then, like, I disagree with that thought because you know, some things that are negative, you know, people still gravitate towards it. But what makes things unpopular, you know, when everybody does not want what it is, or when it's nobody's on it.
Unfortunately, we are out of time. I'm your host, Jordan Collins. To hear this discussion and more, visit our website, www.youthradio.org.
Hey, this is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Snaz. You were just listening to a PSA by Lois and Raphael. The next song you're going to hear is Bad Girls by MIA. This is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Snaz.
Don't handle this, 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 don't handle this
Hey, this is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Snaz. The song you were just listening to was Missy Elliott, Work It. The next song you're gonna hear is Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. This is Tune In Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ Snaz. Hey, this is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Snaz. The song you were just listening to was Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. The next song you're going to hear is Robin Thicke's new Blurred Lines. This is Tune In, Turn Up on Youth Radio Raw. I'm your DJ, Snaz. Bye.
Just wanna get